News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Skillnet Ireland, driving business success through innovative training and upskilling.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair this week, Scott Bush. He's the CEO of Domino's Ireland, and you're very welcome to the programme, Scott. How are you?
Good morning, Bobby. Great, yeah, really well, thanks, and thanks for having me on your programme.
Good. Now, I want to bring you back to Canberra and the Morris brothers. We have them here too, educated there, and started washing dishes in the family cafe. Tell us a little bit about your early years.
All the way back there, yeah. Started washing dishes in a family-run cafe, and ironically made my first pizza when I was around about 10 in a steak and pizza restaurant that my family owned in Canberra. And yeah, enjoyed the usual spoils of rugby and cricket and all those sort of all those sports you play as a young fella. So but definitely enjoyed my time here though in the UK and in particular in Ireland.
Now, it's interesting as well, Scott, that, you know, that you've been 18 years with the business, but you started as a delivery driver, you became a store manager, then you were a franchise consultant. So the group has been good to you.
It has, as a brand, Bobby. Yeah, it's really exciting. And ironically, one of the ventures I did was Mexican home delivery. So I'd sort of been in the Mexican business even before Domino's. And I think it was through that path that led me to Domino's, and it's been a wonderful 18 years. It's a fantastic brand globally, and this is obviously now my fourth country that I've worked in, and really excited to be in Ireland. It's in my opinion, my biased opinion, it's one of the best markets on the planet for Domino's as a brand.
Yeah, and so let's look at the marketplace, if we will, then for a minute, Scott. If you talk about COVID, I'd say certainly initially with COVID, it must have been a boom for your business. But then we probably saw a lot of other, you know, restaurant operators, etc., getting into the delivery business who weren't there. So what is the kind of, I suppose, the macro effect of the marketplace been through the last 15 months?
A really interesting one, to be really honest with you. And I think in those initial stages, we didn't see a boom because we actually closed down our carry out or our pickup options, Bobby, to keep team members and customers really, really safe. So we were purely home delivery, and we quickly realized, I guess, that it was a privilege to be open and to stay open. So we did push on. We put a lot of safety measures in place. And things that we were absolutely laser focused on in terms of that little bit of safety or that big bit of safety at the time around team members and customers. And you're right, the landscape has changed considerably since then. A lot of new businesses come to the delivery category. It's a category that's growing exponentially anyway across the globe, particularly in Ireland. And we've just got to make sure we outgrow it. You know, we've been in it for 30 years in Ireland. We've got really attractive delivery times. We're sort of in that bottom end of the 20-minute bracket, again, which is world-class as a benchmark. And we just got to get better. We've got to bring a lot more tech into the business, and we've got to continue to drive what is already a solid business a bit further ahead to stay in front.
The secret of success in your game, Scott, surely has got to be like to produce the perfect product, but then secondly, to make sure that product is still good when it gets to the end consumer. So there's probably two quality benchmarks there, is there not?
You're absolutely right. One thing we know about pizza is that it doesn't get better in the box, Bobby. So we physically have to, be quicker to the customer's door, but in a much safer, with safety at the height of anything we do. So, hustle on your feet, not on the street is a favorite Domino's saying. So it's, and again, tech feeds into that. And there's a fair bit of work that we can do in and around tech to make sure that we just get closer to the customer's door ultimately.
Yeah. And does it concern you at all that I suppose the younger folk now have an anticipation that, you know, they can be any food item can be delivered anywhere, anytime. Going back to that point about, I suppose, all the other players now in the marketplace.
Yeah, look, it's a really good question. And again, it comes back to that category conversation, to be honest. It's, you know, it's a category that's growing, as I say, and we've just got to make sure that we outgrow it. Choices is something that the competition has on their side at the moment. And, you know, while we have to do a little bit more in the tech space, we've definitely got to do a little bit more in the product development space as well, and make sure that we have the right things on the menu for everyone, not just our current customer base, but everyone going forward. So it's all about being agile and being dynamic enough to keep the brand moving in the right direction.
Yeah. And if we look at the Irish operation, Scott, 85 outlets, nearly 2,000 staff. What's the makeup of franchises versus, do you operate any yourselves, or are they all franchised?
We don't. They're all franchised. We don't have any corporate stores in Ireland, so they're all franchised with a fantastic group of franchisees that really know the business inside and out. Very engaged. Obviously, we won the Preferred Employer Award last week, which is true testament to the franchisees and the effort that they've put into the business over the last 30 years. Just really exciting about building more stores and chasing that growth, and just seeing how far we can take the brand as a business.
You're a sort of a poacher come gamekeeper in that you operated your own 18 stores, which you sold, I believe, before re-entering the business. So does that mean you can talk the franchisee's language, having been there yourself?
I've been called a lot of things, but I've never been called a poacher or a gamekeeper. So there's a new one, and I'm not surprised for it to come from an Irishman. But I think that helps. That definitely does help to be able to have those conversations. And I can still make a pizza, ironically enough. And you know, once we're out of COVID, I do intend to spend a lot of time in stores with the team members and the franchisees, really exploring the business and seeing what opportunities are at our feet. We've never had a position like mine in the country before, and I think everybody, and I know I can speak on behalf of the franchisees in particular, are really excited about the opportunities ahead. So yeah, long may those conversations continue. Hopefully they don't suit me as a poacher or a gamekeeper.
Tell me this as well then, if you benchmark the Irish consumption of pizza versus some of the other jurisdictions you've worked in, how do we rate? Are we lovers of pizza, or do we how does the Irish market differ for Domino's than, say, the Australian or the New Zealand one, the one that you'd be also familiar with?
Probably not as intense as Australia or New Zealand in terms of frequency, but still huge lovers of pizza, the Irish, and have been for a very long time. I think the thing that blows me away is just how much the Irish love the brand, the Domino's brand, and what it symbolises in the market. And it's it's true that you can talk to people on the doorstep of any of our stores, and they will tell you that it's their store. It's not a Domino's store. You know, they will reference the store as this is my local store. And I think as a brand, that's the ultimate goal, isn't it? So that to get to that point.
And just before we let you go then, we're told, I know you're a bit of a petrol head, but you can also drive those big road trains, those big trucks that we see on telly in Australia. You're qualified to drive one of those. Is that right?
Mate, that is right. Goodness me, you've done your research. That is right. I guess I'm a jack of all trades and probably a master of none when it comes to that sort of thing. So the next couple of years will be interesting. But yeah, there's not many things that I can't drive or haven't driven in my life. But by far, this is the most exciting job I've ever had, and in particular working with the Irish. So I'm pumped to see where we can take the business.
All right. Well, look, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you, Scott. Hopefully we'll see you soon. We're delighted with your ambition and your plans for your Irish business, and we wish you well in your position. So thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Bobby.